you know, I like reading the arena speech. Anybody ever heard of the arena speech? I won't go over that today, but I encourage you to go look it up on Google and read the arena speech, where it talks about, you know, it's not the credit, you know, it's not, how does the arena, well, forget the arena speech. Google it, read it. It's super cool. It basically says that credit really belongs to those that step in the arena. People that go out there and do what it takes to continue to build this business and do what it is that you're fighting for. And so those are folks that we'll be recognizing today, people who have been out there doing the deal. And before we get into that, I would like to welcome up other folks who also do step in the arena in more ways than one and run. You know, Ryan and I get a lot of recognition for the things that we do, but it takes a village. I like saying that because it's not just, you know, on him and I, Ms. Foster, all the leaders in Idaho and Utah, you know, Mr. Wilkinson, the Tangelo, so many people are out there every single day doing what it takes to make Utah look good. So please help me welcome the Utah and Idaho state leadership and give them a hand as they come up. Brand new, and it's cool to get to know who they are. Let's start down here.
My name is George Wilkinson. I am the CMC, whatever Kate and Ryan need, B2B trainer. Rodney and Carrie Love, CMCs for the Southeast Idaho Falls area.
LeGrand and Emery Smith, Pocatello, Idaho CMCs.
Orion Parker, Regional Manager of Southern Utah, around the St. George Market.
Jim and Jan, she's actually outside talking with Chase's guest. He didn't make it for the briefing. Jan and I run the luncheons here in the Salt Lake Valley.
I'm Deanne Foster, and I'm the Vice President for Business Solutions for Utah and Idaho.
I'm Ryan Burns, Network Vice President with FAPE.
Received a rank advancement since last Super Saturday, or you've had a rank advancement and you've never been recognized, at this time we would like for you to go ahead and pretty cool slides. Please stand up. Anybody who advanced, who passed or qualified, please go ahead and stand up. Passed or qualified. Let's have you guys go up to that side of the room, please. Just walk to that side of the room. Advance to manager, senior director. Jennifer, you don't know this, but please stand because you do get to be recognized and go on that side. All right, please come on up and state your name, how long you've been in the business, and what your rank advancement was.
My name's Ashley Chenroy, and I've been in the business since April, and I'm a senior associate now.
Lisa Myers, I've been in about 3 weeks, did the fast start in senior event.
I'm a senior associate and I started in April.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jensen. I started in January. I'm a senior manager, but not for long.
And we just qualified as senior manager or senior director.
Woo!
love people leading by example. They run events, they talk the talk and walk the walk. Congratulations, you guys. Now we will be recognizing folks in the performance club. You heard Mr. Kim Philibon talking about what it takes to be in a performance club and what that means. There's basically a point system for those of you who are guests who just got, you know, you got started and you stayed for, you know, all the remainder of the events. So there's a point system attached to everything that we do. You sell a membership, you get 1 point. You recruit someone, you get 2 additional points. So really one person could be 3 points, you know, potentially when they become when they join us in as a recruit. Now corporate says if you get 5 points, you know, within a month, that inducts you into the performance club. When you've done that for 12 consecutive months, you're now eligible for a shoe bonus. All right? That's a car bonus. It's just extra cash, right? $300 or $500, depending on whether you want a Beamer or not. I don't know why you wouldn't want a Beamer. People ask me, what's the favorite, the best kind of Beamer you should get? I said, free one? Yeah. Right? Well, you don't have to pay for it. Okay, cool. So now we'll be recognizing folks who were in the performance club. So please stand up and make your way to that side of the room, and these ladies will have you aligned in order, basically, in chronological order, based upon how long you've been in the performance club. So they'll show you, please stand up, make your way. Yes, that's you. Go that direction. Outline, help your folks know where to go and how to do that. Let's speed it up. Let's speed it up. So basically, say your name. How many months in performance club?
38. My name is Ashley Kundry, and I've been in performance club for 1 month.
My name is Gislaine Bia, and I've been in the performance club for 1 month.
Bob and Judy Nelson, and we have been in for 14 months, but we are PC qualified for 5.
I was late of 3.
Chris and Vicky Graff from St. George, Utah, 5 months.
And at this section here are the people who are either receiving the cash for their bonuses, the car bonus, or receiving the actual car. So these are 12 months and above. And I'll start Kate Burns, Utah, Salt Lake, 60, so many months. I don't know.
Kevin Ruth, West Shore, Utah, 14 months.
Sue Thomas of Blackfoot, Idaho, 38 months, and I love my BMW.
Steve and Julie Crabtree, St. George, Utah, 54-ish months.
I'm Cook, New Jerusalem, Salt Lake City, you all know that, 60-some months.
Ryan Burns, 101 months.
Ann Foster, 95 months.
Actually, I didn't know which line to be in. We're in 5 months counting May, but we fell out. We're back in. You can do it.
Ryan Parker, St. George, Utah, 31 months.
Rick Rand and Anne-Marie Smith, 80 months.
Terry and Ronnie Love, 73 months.
George Wilkinson, 177 months.
All right. Let's give our statisticians a hand as they go back to their seats. Thank you so much. All right. Now let's go ahead and recognize the top producers and recruiters over the past month. All right? Let's start with the state of Idaho. All right. Y'all ready? Okay, drum roll, not yet. Okay. Idaho, for second place, we have Missy Thomas. and top producers in Idaho, and that is Ken Darling Two and Leroy Edwards. And Idaho still top recruiters, and recruiting really is what moves the whole business all together. For us to have more people in the business solutions division, we need to recruit more people into the business. So we really like celebrating folks who are out there continuing to acquire more talent that can join the Legal Shield Crusade. So in Idaho, the top recruiters tied for second place, we have Sue Thomas and LaGuardia Smith. And I do want a drum roll for this one. Top recruiter, first place, Amy Schubert. Now, in Utah, let's go ahead and recognize high, second place for top producers. We have Ms. Deanne DeBell. And this is going to be a shocker, not. Top producer in the state of Utah will be Ms. Deanne Foster. Our Business Solutions Vice President, leading by example. Congratulations on that. And guys, we have actually added an additional recognition section, you know, that we'll be showing you guys today. And before I get to that, we'll have go ahead and turn the floor over to Ms. Deanne Foster.
Okay. So I'm doing, sorry, just a little bit of confusion. We got this, though. So, as I mentioned at our last Super Saturday, we are introducing a brand new area of recognition. And so every few months we're going to be recognizing a rising star in the Business Solutions division. Now, for those of you that are new, Business Solutions is just us taking Legal Shield to employer groups for employee benefits. It's taking our business plan, our business legal plan to business owners. It's commercial drivers, legal plans, it's working with insurance agents and brokers. And so what we want to do is start recognizing some of the up-and-coming rising stars in the state of Utah for that, for the work that they're doing and getting that started. So the person that we're going to be recognizing today as our very first Business Solutions Rising Star for Utah is being awarded this because she's brand new to the Business Solutions Division. But what she's done is immediately gone out and not as only working with one, but two field trainers. And she is working, she's introducing brokers, benefits brokers and agents to the field trainers. She's working with her upline. And she's doing everything right to get started right in Business Solutions. And we look for some big things coming from this associate. Please help me welcome up to the stage, Ms. Kim Thorne.
Single person, whether it be on a dating site or wherever I am, gets introduced to Legal Shield. Because I'm single, but not for long. I'm just declaring that because I'm bringing in a person that you will meet that used to be at the very highest level, and he let his membership lapse because his credit card expired. And he dropped off of Legal Shield, but he's going to be up and coming. He'll probably be my new partner, business partner, that is, for now. Okay. So anyway, I'm just saying, I just, every single person that comes into my life, I just believe that they are, have come into for a reason. And for that, I just take advantage of all the relationships that I have. And the first company that we presented to has 2,500 employees. So I'm not stopping here. So thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you, Ms. Foster. Congratulations, Cam. And guys, you know, we have recognition every single month, and sometimes you may see a common thread. We just about can guess who the top producers are going to be. Because these are guys that have been out there doing this for so many years. They've built relationships. It's a process altogether. And then you may have some folks who feel like, how can I ever compete with the Deanne Foster? How can I ever compete with the Mark Hudy or, you know, Deanne DeBell and so on and so forth? That's why we've introduced this new section of the recognition so that we want you to know what your efforts are noticed. Going out there and doing the deal, we want to celebrate the activity, the effort that you put forward in order to have things happen here with Legal Show. So congratulations, Ms. Thor. I don't know where the clicker went, if you could help me with that. All right. So now let's go ahead and recognize Utah's top producers. Tied for third place, recruiters, I meant to say, is Tavisa Powers. Congratulations. Beth McCarty, congratulations. And for third place. Can I have the paper, please? Thank you. All right, second place, you and Dan DeTangelo. And now I would like a drum roll for this section of the recognition. The number one recruiter in all of last month was also Utah's rising star, and that would be Jennifer Jensen Randall. Her way here, let me just tell you guys, I've been working closely with her husband and I, and these guys just amaze me. They've been in the business since late in January. They've had over 89 membership organizationally. They actually were 7 memberships short, get this, last month of executive director. And I was rooting for them. I made executive director my 3rd month in the business. So when they were pushing for it, I was like, this business is about recruiting people who are better than you. And I really wanted these guys to get, I don't know, they'll lock it down this month. It's just incredible seeing them come up in the ranks and just continue to blow things out of the waters. And it's so exciting. Please share your why and, you know, what you look forward to in Legal Show. And, of course, we have this really super cute award for you, Rising Star. Picture somebody, anybody, please. Thank you.
The cute one right there in the blue shirt that's embarrassed, and he is single. Yeah. And he's that next entrepreneur. My husband has been a member since 1984, so that's kind of our story, that we needed a contract that was out of our realm of doing. So my husband called prepaid Legal, because that's what he knew, and he had let his membership lapse, and he got Kate on the phone, and she saw some type of spark there and said, I'm going to come and see you. I'm going to come talk to you in person. And so I'm the conservative one of the business between us. And she said, I think you guys could sell this. We have several businesses that we run. And my husband knew that I would need to think about it. And I said, no, this is a no-brainer. And I just threw my credit card at Ryan and said, sign us up. So that's our story on January 27th. Really, for me, they explained the $40,000 bonus. And that's the only reason that I was really doing it, besides just, you know, it was easy for the type of business that we do it to incorporate it. But then, once we developed a relationship and they explained the residuals and all of that, and being self-employed, that's beautiful. So everybody has their own little story with Legal Shield. I did it because it worked for our business, but everybody has a different story. And then also, the bonus, that's huge. Like, okay, that's all I have to do, and I will do it. So just, what, 11 more sales? We've already built enough pods. We're almost at the, it'll be at this, 24,000. So if you do it the right way, definitely smart. But the residuals and all of the great things, and, you know, do the performance club, because that's a no-brainer too. Yeah. I don't know. I love it. And then I saw an article that it's like, in the top five for direct sales. I don't even think it works. Not that I'm against that, with even ranked in there. And so we always see that. I mean, I'm pro that. That's great. You know, healthy products. But to be like in the top five for direct sales, that's great. So I don't know what else you want me to say, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. All right, folks. Isn't it exciting to just have, I remember coming to my very first Super Saturday event, and Walt here, he probably doesn't remember it. I think it was his very first event as well. Him and I came together, and we were kind of towards the back of the room, and then saw people being recognized, and we looked at each other and were like, next month you gotta be up there in the front of the room, you gotta get recognized. And, you know, sure enough, we started getting some things done. And, you know, so when you see recognition happening for other folks, kind of picture yourself being that person who gets recognized for those things that you do. And really keep the main thing, continuing to share the Legal Shield story. That's what gets us paid in the world of Legal Shield. So she mentioned the $40,000 bonus, and I'll be going over that very briefly and get myself out of the way, because really the meat and potato of the whole event is the training that Mr. Kim Tolvong is going to be going over with all of us. But first of all, let's talk about the exciting announcements with the Oklahoma. First of all, if you are registered right now for our Oklahoma convention, make some noise. That's a lot of people registered. And we want to have every single person in this room registered for Oklahoma. It's going to be a life-changing event, okay? It will be July 14th through the 16th in Oklahoma City. The price is now $179 to get registered for it. It's going to be worth every penny. I tell you what, you haven't been in Legal Shield until you've been to a convention. Let's just leave it at that, all right? And here's a quick summary of what it's like to go to a convention.
We're all committed to being in Oklahoma City next year. Am I right?
You're serious about your leadership business.
Going to conventions is like you see the big picture, then you can take that picture with you. I promise you, going to convention will be the best decision anybody ever made.
This is your time, and remember that success is always a choice.
Not everybody at the conference is making $10,000 a month, but I can promise you, everybody's making $10,000 a month or more is at the conference. That's called a clue. Success leaves clues, right?
I just want you to understand that success does not reside inside of your comfort zone. And the 10 core commitments were designed to make you uncomfortable. We've gotta come out. I had to come out and come. There's no other way to explain an opportunity that can allow from stockbrokers to stock boys, from disgruntled mailmen to mall workers to be able to become millionaire club members. How is that possible if not for a system that's in place that's duplicable that everyone can succeed?
The convention gives you what you need to run your business that no one else can give you. Because there's so many people there giving you tickets, and just that one thing could be sit on stage, and that's what you need. So never, ever, ever miss convention. Love it.
I've got personal promises that I have to keep to my family. Myself, the people that I'm in this business with, we want to see how far out we can push this thing. We want to push the envelope as far as we can. And by not being at the conference, we're going to leave something behind.
There's no other place on planet Earth I can think that you would get that kind of energy and that kind of conviction and belief in what it is that you do when you're surrounded by 10,000 other people who believe in what you believe in. There's no other place you can get that. You have to go to convention. You have to. It's just, it's not a question. If you got a wedding, move it.
We present an opportunity where people can have hope, our members can live free, so long as you believe in our purpose. We protect people. Our vision, we're here to provide the equality, the opportunity, the liberty, and the justice that every North American deserves and expects. Welcome home! Welcome home!
So here's kind of a calendar of events. I won't go over all of this information. Just know the convention itself goes for Friday and Saturday. Those are the main, trainings and events and everything like that that are scheduled. However, most of us will be there a few days before that. And for example, on Thursday evenings, they have some, additional trainings for those of you guys who work in the Business Solutions Division. They are going to have a B2B specific training that day, so get yourself registered to that home office tour. I highly encourage you. I just went to the home office for the very first time, and I've been in the business 7 years, and it's an amazing experience. It's such a big belief builder to see the old building where Prepaid Legal at the time got started in versus where we are now with over 700 employees. And we went to both sites, and it's amazing. So plan on being there. And then we have the executive director gala. That's my highlight of every convention. And that's really where you get to dress up for people who like being fancy and all that cool stuff. It's a black tie affair, pretty much, and red carpet, food. It's just amazing. And that's for executive directors only. So in order to be able to go to the executive director gala, where the CEO will be a part of that, every single ring earner in the company, executive director in the company, will be in that in that gala, you need to be qualified executive director at least this month and next month. All right? That will enable you to receive an invitation to be a part of that gala with, the cream of the crop, really, in the world of Legal Shield. And then I'll skip through all those planning details because all of you guys will be emailed that information, registered for the convention. And then plan on your team breakout. So reach out to your upline support system and find out when your team breakouts are taking place. If you've scheduled the home office tour, Wednesday, July 13th and Thursday the 14th is when those will be taking place. So plan accordingly. And this is kind of a highlight of what the executive director gala looks like. It is the fanciest party you've ever gone to. It is fun. It is amazing. And we usually have a keynote speaker that not everybody else will get to see throughout the whole event. It's just specifically for those who qualify. So if that's something that you want to push for, I highly encourage you to get yourself in the, at the executive director level this month and next month. So here's another incentive that will be taking place at the convention, and that's the breakfast with Jeff Bell. And so we have two categories that you can qualify in order to be a part of that event. One is in the business solutions division. If you go out there and achieve eight small business counters, so basically marketing small business plans. Okay, if you are marketing like what we call small biz 50, that's two counters each, and you basically do the math there. Or you know the smaller business plans, you know the $39 ones, just do eight of them by June 30th, and you can receive an invitation to have breakfast with the CEO as well. So eight small business counters or 40 group sales. Or open three new groups that will enable you to earn that breakfast with the CEO of the company. And then on the networking side, the requirements is basically to recruit at least three new associates with membership, of course, each month, or recruit a total of 12 new associates for April through June. All right? That's how you qualify to go in those breakfasts. And guys, the biggest piece of everything that we do in Legal Shield and that I've learned over the years is fight for laws of association. When you get to be around folks like Mr. Jeff Bell, his energy is contagious. His passion for this business is unmatched. And, you know, the ability to learn from him and rub shoulders with him and get to ask some questions that otherwise you just don't have the opportunity to ask, fight for those opportunities. And that is the opportunity that we have right now, all into advanced director promotion. And that's the bonus that Jennifer mentioned earlier. I won't go into all of this in much details. Just know that if you advance yourself to the director level, and in the process of doing that, you can receive anywhere from $4,000 to $40,000 in bonus money based upon how many people you would have helped FASA qualify. All right? If you help five people FASA qualify, they will multiply that $4,000 by two. That's an $8,000 bonus. If you've helped 10 people FASA qualify, that's a $16,000 bonus. If you've helped 15 people FASA qualify, $24,000. When you help 20 people FASA qualify, that's $40,000. And that money will be awarded at the Oklahoma Convention. And so it's going to be incredible. Start picturing yourself on stage holding that $40,000 cash. I mean, check. It feels amazing just visualizing it. And of course, when it comes to pass, it's going to be even more impactful. And then we have upline matching bonuses. Whoever is your upline senior director or executive director is eligible to receive either half or a 100% match of whatever they help you achieve. So, of course, a lot of folks are very highly financially incentivized into helping you achieve those ranks. And then they just announced the advanced senior manager bonus, okay? If you're brand new and you get when you get started anywhere March 1st forward, brand new to senior manager, that's a $1,000 bonus, cash bonus that will be also awarded in Oklahoma. Associate to senior manager, that's a $750 bonus. Senior associate to senior manager, that's a $500 bonus. And from manager to senior manager, that's a $250 bonus. And then, of course, those bonuses will be matched to the upline senior director or executive director as well. And then they just announced just a few days ago the advanced manager incentive as well. I mean, look at it this way. For those of you guys who are sitting around thinking, gosh, it costs so much money to go to convention, I got to get my hotel, I got to get my flight and all this stuff. Corporate is basically wanting to take any financial questions out of the equation. Because you're going to go to convention, no matter what level, you can be starting today. And if you're planning on advancing to manager, which you should do that anyway. I mean, you started in Legal Shield because you wanted to make money, right? Am I the only person who wanted to make money in Legal Shield? Yeah, talk back to me. Come on. So advancing to manager, they will give you a $400 bonus. They are paying you in the process. So you're going to be selling memberships, you're going to be recruiting and earning money along the way, and because of you making those advancements, they'll give you additional cash. From associate to manager, they'll give you a $200 bonus. If you're a senior associate and you make it to manager, that's a $100 bonus. That's basically convention expenses that are going to be paid for. just go out and earn that, okay? And then prospecting by Legal Shield. Anybody familiar with the Rapid Funnel system? Yeah? All right. The switch just became official. We switched from Rapid Funnel to Prospect by Legal Shield. I love the branding. It looks really cool. And so an email has been sent to everybody in the field with instructions on how to download the Prospect by Legal Shield app on your phone. Just go look at your email and follow the instructions on there. And basically, for those of you who are brand new, what the Rapid Funnel system is one that truly has revolutionized the way that we do business at Legal Shield. It's an application that was created with Legal Shield in mind. And what that is a prospecting tool. We basically, when we come across some folks and we want to show some information to them, all we do is identify what information we want to give them, and we put them in the Rapid Funnel system. You know, it's a very straightforward system. Here in Utah, in Northern Utah, should I say, we have a Legal Shield University trainings every Wednesday evening, and from time to time we go over training on the Rapid Funnel system. So plan on attending those so you can get to learn a little bit more. And I know in Southern Utah, out there in St. George, they have trainings as well, and in Idaho. So we have additional trainings that can help you become more and more accustomed with the Rapid Funnel app. The more fluent you are with that app, the better. You know, I know Kim Thorne and Alan had a PBR last week and invited a gentleman who happens to be the HR director of a 400-man company. That wasn't really the plan. And so in showing him the information, they just pulled out the Rapid Funnel app. Like, okay, watch this. So go ahead and put your information there. He filled out the Rapid Funnel thing with his name, you know, first name, last name, email, and all that stuff, and put himself in the group campaign. The really cool thing that happens with the prospecting by Legal Shield is back in the day, we used to pay $10 for the upgraded version, and then we had a free version. Now, the upgraded version had information that you can send, like a small business owner or an HR director and so on and so forth. Now, with Prospecting by Legal Shield, everyone that has Legal Shield Advantage gets to have the upgraded version for free. It's just a part of your plan. You're already paying for it. And so what they did is they put the gentleman in the Rapid Funnel app, he pushed it, and then he went in his phone, checked his emails, like, oh yeah, that's the email. Yep. So he opted into the campaign, and there it was. Here's someone who doesn't really work business solutions. He's talking to someone who he's probably intimidated by, because this is clearly someone who's running a very big company, and you don't really want to try and do a presentation when you're not all that comfortable with the process. And so all he did was enter this guy into the Rapid Funnel system, which basically started everything, and I had an additional meeting with that gentleman. And, you know, so my point is, get very fluent in the Rapid Funnel, language, if you will, and start utilizing it, become comfortable with it, because it's going to help you in more ways than one. All right, prospectbylegalshow.com, that's where you can go do that. You should have received an email with how to download this to connect with Rapid Funnel, same stuff. All right, and the goal really with Rapid Funnel, with everything that we do, is we want to have these two exposures every day, attend our weekly briefings with guests, attend Super Saturdays with recruits, attend convention with a new team. That's really the flow of the whole business. And I know Mr. Ken Tholobong is going to go over all those things in much more details. Now, finally, we have all the local events in St. George. If you have connections that live in Southern Utah, you can just let them know that Mr. Orion Parker, who's waving right now, runs an incredible event there with the Crabtrees, and they can take care of your guests in Southern Utah. They have a training that takes place every single week. And then we have Mr. George Wilkinson, which everybody knows, but he's going to wave his hand too. And he runs an incredible event at the Clearfield City Hall every single Monday. If you have contacts in Northern Utah, you know, be sure to plug them into that event. It's an incredible event that takes place there. And then here, Jim and Dan Tangelo raising their hands, or at least one of them will. Good stuff. And they put together the Red Lobster luncheon for us every single week. It's a very professionally ran operation, and they do a great job with that. That takes place every single Friday. And then right here in this same facility, in the room next door, we have our Legal Shield University trainings. I say this all the time. What we do is a process. It's not one of those things that you can say, hey, I've been to a training and that's it. It's like saying, hey, I've taken a shower and that's it. Right? You got to continue doing it. You got to continue learning. You have to continue growing. That's why we have the learned knowledge and the activity knowledge. You go out there and you mess it up. You try to do an exposure, you forget your name. Right? And then you come back to the training and you look at it like, okay, so that's what I was doing wrong. Cool. Now I know. Right? And then you go back and do it and get your foot in your mouth and come back and learn. Learn knowledge, activity knowledge, and what happens is you continue to grow along that process. Showing up to the training is beautiful, but what's even more powerful is having folks that will sell themselves in the system. The system, Mr. Ken Philbin talked about a $651 million system. That's what we sell in Legal Shield. When you have folks who are sold out and showing up at the briefing and showing up at the trainings, I mean, there isn't a thing that will stop them. Because then instead of going here and motivating Terry and then talking her off the ledge, she's going to come and see a story by someone that will inspire her. You go to LeGrand and he had a wig that went up and down and all kinds of stuff, and he comes and sees the information and all of a sudden he's inspired. Instead of having you go to each individual person and spend 2 hours here, 2 hours there, and so on and so forth, especially for those of us who are building teams, it is crucial that we plug everybody into those events so that they can come and get fed and continue to learn by those who have been there and have made the mistakes and have learned from them so that you can cut that learning curve altogether. So Thursdays, we have business briefings here, and then on Wednesdays, we have Legal Shield University trainings in this very location. All right? And then our gorgeous Business Solutions by Vice President, Ms. Leanne Foster. Basically, we have an advanced product training that's scheduled for next Saturday. Now, also mark your calendars for those of you who want to learn the business solution side of the business. I understand that not everybody will want to focus on that, but you may have contacts that you can connect with a field trainer that's going to go do what they do best, and you split the money. I think that's the most genius concept we've gotten. And so every third Thursday of every month, we have a training, a business solutions training. It's just an hour-long training that basically teaches you, you know, the sound concepts in that side of the business and how you can leverage people who are specialized in that, you know, and continue to earn. And now the advanced product training, which is coming up May 14th, go. What's the URL to go register for that? UT-APT.com. UT-APT.com is where you can go get registered so that you can get a good understanding of our legal services and how they work. We will have the law firm present at that event, and you'll get to you know, meet them, of course, and ask some questions. You know, it's a great belief builder and retention builder also for what we do. We have B2B virtual briefings that are not now available as well. And now, I am so excited to finally get myself out of the way and bring back really what it is that we all came here for. I love having Mr. Ken Philbin in town. He is just one of those, the most humble people that I've ever known. For all the success that he's had in Legal Shield and continue to have, with all the organization that he leads, when you have a, you hear him in front of the room, it's amazing to me just how humbling, you know, how humble he is and how he conducts himself. One of the most down-to-earth people that you'll ever meet, yet a mover and shaker in the world of Legal Shield, leading the national expansion with an organization that passed over 2,000 people just within his first year. Do you want to know how he did that? Here's my advice to you. Get ready to have writer's cramp. All right? Take some copious notes. We can pay him enough money. We can afford to pay him if we had to get him here. He's here because he's a servant leader. He's here because he sees greatness in you. And with that, please give it up to Mr. Keo Ken Philbin.
Right, you all are still here, so I mean, you understood what I was talking about earlier. I know I'll speak very clearly. I speak very fast, so hopefully you can catch up and just try to understand what I'm saying. Okay. Wow, where do I start? It's Oh, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. It's like, this is like, it's been a while since I've been back here. Really good to be back. Meet some really amazing some of the people here. You guys have some really good marketplace here. Great leadership that provide for you and have all this event happening. You know, the volunteers. Let's give a hand for the volunteers to set up all these events. You know, sometimes we take things for granted, you know. Imagine if you go out and set up your own you know, event like this. You're going to have to hire somebody to you know, do the sound system. You're going to have to hire speakers come out. You're going to have to hire people to do the registration. And over here, they all volunteer to do it. And all you have here, and everything's set up for you, tables all set up, chairs all set up, you come in, plug the people into here, and it's somebody who's going to up here and train the team for you. Isn't that amazing system we have? So it's a great, great way of doing business. So, you know, it's always hard as a speaker to come in and talk, because everybody has a different level. I mean, there's people who just started, people in 2 months, people in, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 4 year, 5 year, 10 year plus. Now, as a speaker, how do you go about doing that? How do you go about talking to everybody and still get information, right? You don't want to bore the veterans out there. The veterans, like, you know, they already tell me something new that I don't know already. And they already know, the leadership already know what we talk about. But it's always a challenge. I'm going to do my best. But I'm thinking, you know, for me, it's I'm not going to talk about a how-to today. Because I think the how-to, I think it's, you can learn that in the training, the briefing. But I think it's more important to understand the mindset. I'm always that mindset. Because if you have your mindset right, if you have the concept right, you already have the how-to. I can sit down with you for like 15 minutes and map it out. This way I can map out, this is how you make $1 million a year. I can map it out really easy, maybe even 5 minutes on a piece of napkin. Say, this is where you need to go, this is what you need to do. Boom, done. You can walk out of here and be done. But I don't think that's really, so you have to go dig deeper. So it's not just that, okay? It's not just simple as how to be simple. So you have to understand the story behind the story, the success. Every success people come up here, there's a story behind the story. And then, you know, and I have some people request, I want to talk about something, you know, and then you can see before I came to leadership, but you have to go back what I did to do to get to leadership. It seems like I came in and did really fast and made six figures in my first year, but you have to understand the story behind that. So let me go back and talk a little bit about the story behind that, and I'll go back as far as I can, so that way you can understand me as a person. So when I talk about everything else, you then will see, wow. And you can see it from my perspective, okay? Because your background, my background is totally different, and different level of business, different level of being in business, different level of many different things. So let me go back and start from the very beginning. Well, you know, when we first came here, I came from a country, Laos, back in, you know, it's right next to Vietnam. You don't know, there's Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, and in Laos, and then all those countries, you know, anarchy back then, king, queen, right, and then. One day, the communists came over and then just pretty much took over the whole country and just spread out. And then, you know, and any, you know, see how the word is that when the communists come in, how the word is that they penetrate the country and then they remove some of the, anybody who's a threat to them, they remove them. Which means, like, they can come in the middle of the night, take you out, if you're a high rank officer in the country, back then, or if anybody who's a threat to them, if you have knowledge, anything like that, they'll come in and move you and kill you, pretty much, right? You come in and, you know, they come in and say, hey, we're going to take you in the middle of the night, come in and take you, and can you imagine, like, knocking on the middle of the night, and you come home, you don't see your family again. And that's what's happening, and that's how they take over, and then they kill anybody who's a threat to them. That's how Cambodia get, you know, 2 million people plus were slaughtered during that time. When they take over and they start doing that to Vietnam, they start doing that in Laos, and then, you know, and I was 9 years old at that time. I don't know anything about the war going on. You know, just a little kid, 9 years old. So, and one day, my parents just say, hey, we're going to go visit my uncle, who lived right on the border between Thailand and Laos, which is, you know, and then there's a river, Mekong River, that separates the country. And he said, oh, we're going to go visit your uncle, you know, and we just, you know, all day long. We drive, and we take, I don't know why we take so long to get there. I didn't realize it later on that to not be able to, you know, because the comet, they're always watching you, what you do. And if they find out you plan on leaving or somebody tell on you, and then that would be captured, and there you go, right? So we went to my uncle's house. Didn't know anything. All we have is, you know, I thought we were just going to visit for a day and come back the night, same night. But we were playing out with my cousins. We were playing outside, and as it get darker, and then my parents will call us, hey, come inside. And then once they get back in, and they jump on a car and drove down to the river bank. I go, why? Because I know we go always go play in the river. In the dark. I didn't register at that point. So, and then we would, yeah, they were, nobody was talking. I was like, so why my all my family was there, me and my brothers and my sister, and we would. And there was a, this was, you know, they already set it up. My parents already set everything up, and we jumped on this boat. And, you know, all my family on the boat, we barely had just clothes on. And I think, I don't know, my mom had a little bag that she carried with her. And then we all, you know, they told my parents, okay, you guys gotta lay down on the boat. So we lay down on the boat, and my brother and my dad was on the top. And, you know, just so kick the boat out, push us out of the river, and try to cross the boat. And then, you know, your head was laying down, and you had all of a sudden you hear commotion going on. So apparently they've been following us around, but somehow we lost them. The comet and the shine spotlight us, looking for us, and so we had to duck down. So like a fisherman, you know, like, you know, when you, at night, you know, people go out fishing. There's two people, so that's why we had to duck down. I could hear my mom was praying in the background, and. But, you know, somehow we got through, and you can hear the commotion up front, and then, I don't know how long it took, but we went across to the river, and we finally got across, and we went to somebody, the neighbor, to pick us up. And we realized that we just left everything we have back home. Everything we have, everything I know, my friends, everybody up, just right across. So, in the morning, they took us to, they can't keep you there, so they have to take you to a refugee camp. Where all the people who escaped, they put you in the camp. So then you have a sponsor, and somebody can sponsor you off from that camp. If nobody sponsored you, if you don't have any relatives or anybody, and they'll probably send you back to where you came from. Pretty much. So it was, you know, I remember walking to that camp. It was a refugee camp, and then it was a big, if you think of, look at it, it's like a big building going straight down. Imagine bunk beds, okay? Like you have first floor, you walk in the door like this, and you have on the side, this, you know, on the side, this is a building, this is like a warehouse building, pretty much, you know, two, three of them in a row. So you walk in, and you have, I can remember the smell, I can still smell it, that you walk in, it's like this. Because you have 500 people in that room, and then 500 people, you know, that's when you sleep in there, and everybody's lining up. Like, literally, you have people just lining up. Like, from here, for him, will be out. Like, seven of us will be, like, from here to here. Some of us, all we have to just lay all like that, right? And then other families go in there all the way down, and then the top all the way down. And you can, the smell, you walk in, and just hit you, and, well, yeah, but you don't know any better. And that was, you know, that's where we lived for 2 years in that camp. So, but like I said, you know, you don't know any better because, you know, people, it's amazing how well people can adapt themselves to. I was reading on the plane, we'll come back here, I was talking to Ryan about it. I was reading on the plane about Viktor Frankl book, Man's Search for Meaning, I believe that. And we're talking about, I mean, the condition in the concentration camp, it's so much worse. Like, no food, you literally eat, and they just work you to death, right? I mean, our condition is not bad, but it kind of flashback. When I was reading that, I go, wow, it's amazing how human being is able to adjust to their surrounding and to the mind, and the little things become like a joy to them. I was reading the book, for example. I mean, if they get a piece of bread, that's a joy to them because they don't get much food, right? Or after working 2 hours in the cold weather, and then they get two minutes to warm up in the fire. That's like a joy for them. This is how he described the life. So in a way that human being adjust to a situation like that. It's amazing how we adjust to that. So back to my story. So we lived in the camp for 2 years, and he described like there's barbed wires around, and there's people on post with M16 waiting. If you escape or something like that, they'll kill you. They'll shoot you right there, right? So luckily, after, you know, I was 9 years old, 11 years old, we got my uncle who lived in Oregon sponsored us over. It took him 2 years to actually get us out of that place. And when you come to the United States, oh my God, you know, it's amazing compared to, we take for granted what the stuff we have here and what we have right now. I tell you what, we take for granted. But for people who never have anything, it's the best. Everything you can ask for, and it's almost a gift you can have, okay? It's the thing about taking for granted, but it's a gift. I mean, for us, they put us into a two-bedroom apartment, seven of us. Me and my brother all share a room, and you know, there's a place where you come in where all the refugees come in, and it kind of, with other refugees around, so it kind of make it easier for people to adapt. I remember in that room, it's like still a palace to us. I remember me and my sister wake up in the middle of the night, and the cockroaches would come out in the middle of the night, right? It's like crawling everywhere. Me and my sister grabbed slippers and we just waiting, yeah. And we look at each other because when you flip on the light, they run away. So you have to like get ready with the slippers, and then all of a sudden when you turn the light, you start smacking these cockroaches all around. And I was like, that was fun for me. Like, wow, this is great, you know? compared to where I came from, that was like a palace. I was like, you know, so, and that's how you put it in perspective, right? For us right here, we are so good to a good life, and then that's like, oh my God, that's the ghetto, whatever you call it. But that's, for some people, it's crazy good life. So never take things for granted. Never take things for granted. No matter how bad you have, no matter how bad your day is right now, think about people who in Africa or somewhere out there like looking through garbage for food to survive. Okay? No matter what you have, and then you feel like, oh my God, I missed my bill or something this month. Like, yeah. And you know what? People are just dying to be in the shoe right now. So in a way, like, you have to really look at that and show myself. So, but still, my mom always said, you know what? You're in the best country in the world. People are dying to come to this country. You have opportunity. So you have freedom. You have opportunity. So never take that for granted. Plant it in my head. Plant it up in my family. So growing up, so I mean, one of the challenges then, of course, then, you know, as a new person coming in, 11 years old, I didn't speak a word of English. I was 11 years old, so sixth grade. First day of school, went to school first day, and sit in class, didn't understand a word. Imagine sitting in class and you didn't understand a word people say. Because you don't understand a language. And I was sitting there, the bell ring, everybody got out and rushed out of the door. I go, what the heck's going on? So I said that, I didn't know what to do. I started crying that birthday. I said that, but it's lunchtime, so everybody went out to eat lunch. I was sitting there, I don't know, so the teacher came in and really had to like, okay, you have to go to lunch, and they kind of walk you through, and it's like, oh my God, you know. And all I wanted, you know, one of the things I wanted, I just want to learn how to speak, I just want to understand what they're talking about. So it's amazing, just little things like that. And yet we are here, we have perfect English. I'm still trying to learn English myself right now, right? Yeah, but you know, but the thing is, see, go back again. We take things so much for granted. So much for granted. You have to really put yourself in a different position. So that way you see this business in a different light. I don't know how I'm going to do that for you, but I'm going to tell you that there are people that, can you imagine if you take somebody out from a different country or a really work part, and put them in, and they will wash dishes, they would do minimum wage work, they would do less than minimum wage, and they will work long hours, or work more than it would take to feed their family. How do we get that kind of mindset from people? So that's, I think that is so more powerful, because if you have that kind of mindset, you have hunger, you will figure out the how. Right? You will figure out the how. Just give an opportunity. So go back, learning English, and you know, that's what all I want is slowly, obviously, start learning English and you know, starting out. There was a little I don't know if you have Freightway here, like you know, like Safeway type, right next to the apartment we live in. So I would snuck into the I would go into the book section and look at children's book, and I was like, you know, I remember trying to learn, like, this is a chair, this is a table, this is a hamburger, you know. So that's how I was learning, slowly trying to learn, teach myself learn. But then, you know, as you time go by, you start picking up the language and you educate yourself. And one of the things is that I want to search for that opportunity. Just like everybody else, what's that opportunity that I want to provide for my family? I want to, you know, how can I search for the opportunity? Just like if all of us are looking for the opportunity to provide a better life for our family, right? So as we turn to high school and then get to way to college, I went to school at Portland State University, studied electrical engineering, and but during that time, searching for opportunities, so I would like collect baseball cards, try to trade baseball cards, try to do comic books, you know, set up my own booth, try to sell different things, looking for the opportunity, trying to you know, find different things to do. And then I remember while I was going to school, there's a financial seminar coming into to town. And so me and my girlfriend back then, we went out to this financial seminar, to this hotel, financial seminar we went to, and then we just listened to what they have to say. And you know, there's a guy coming up on stage and start talking, and really what they want to do is sell a business. We didn't have an hour to sell a business. And I was like, man, you know, I wanna learn how to make money. So we went in there, and this guy come up and speaks so good. And I go, oh man. And they were selling a package, like $500 package of business. And we attended it. And that, at the end of his presentation, I go, that is the business I want to be in. So I rushed right up front, I mean, in college, no money, with a credit card in hand, went out there and charged $500 to my account. And I looked at my girlfriend back then, I was like, you can be rich, you can be, you know, you can do business, sit back down. And then, you know, and then they change the session, everybody rush out and buy a session. And then the next session came up, another guy came up and did a presentation. I go, and I was sitting there, oh my God, that's nothing, you know, this is great. After it was done, wouldn't bear another $500 spent. I got two businesses. You know, I go, one of these is going to make us rich. I was excited out of my girlfriend. I then went back to school, and I was like, I'm going to stay with the next session and see what they have, right? And then, another guy came up, talked. And then I ended up spending another $500, so $1,500 that day, three business bots. Didn't make any money, honestly. Not fun, do whatever they told me to do, didn't make any money, but I didn't, you know. But that's kind of like, because of the opportunity you're looking for, right? You're looking for different things. Whatever you name it on the, you know, infomercial on TV, real estate stuff, I subscribe to them all, you know. And then finally, you know, after doing all that, I didn't care. I didn't mind spending the investment. I spent $1,000 trying different things, and you know, and I'm looking, I'm searching for the opportunity. And I know because working for somebody is not going to do anything for me. It's not going to be able to buy for my family that I want to really take care of them. Not just be okay, but you know, just be well off and be able to provide not just my family, but my immediate family and help them out. So different opportunity came by, and then had a chance to go to a restaurant business. At that time, dropped out of school, went to the restaurant business. So spent $1,000 to do that, and then went to the restaurant business. For the next 3 years, I worked nonstop, like Monday through Sunday for, oh my God, I lived there in a restaurant. I can't go anywhere. I can't attend any wedding. My friends have wedding. I can't do that. I pretty much just lived there. My kids grew up, Maddie, my daughter, grew up in the back of the restaurant. And, but it's like, I have a child. It's sad that I make just about minimum wage. But I own my own business. It's still good, right? I control my time. And how many people in the business that feel like that, I own my business, but yet it's not, the traditional business where yet it's mine, but that see that the human beings and the hope, we live on hope, and the hope can carry so much. So for 3 years, and then at that time, and that's after 3 years, it's a long time, 3 years, right? And then you get burned out after a while. But during the process, I also start doing trading stocks, make tons of money trading stocks. I took much money off of credit cards, started trading stocks, made about $250,000 in about nine, 10 months, made $250,000 in my account. And then 1 month, I went and bought some options, trades options. 1 month, lost $250,000. Just bam, gone, right? Literally, like, oh my God, man, I never give up though, because all was holding on to hope. I was holding on to this ideal life that, looking for, the dream you're looking for. You're amazing how much people go through with just hope. People incarcerate and get their hope. Without the hope, you're gone. So, I was hoping that happened along the way. I made some money, so invest some before I lost. Invested into real estate, start real estate, bought rental properties, start buying properties. Found out I was not good at being a landlord, and I was too nice. If they can't make a payment, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's the landlord, it's like, no, right? But I was like, oh, it's okay. They give you some stories, okay. And then they were like, the second month, oh, don't worry. They sound like sad story. I feel bad, so what are you going to do? And then I had to make a payment for that. And then I, at the time that, I have to come out now, and wish I had a lawyer back then, but if you don't do it right, they know, these guys know the law, and I didn't know the law, so guess what? They played me all the way, and then after that, the judge, like, you can't do anything with it, because they're gone at that point. So, restaurant business, went into the, being a different owner staffing agency, went into the insurance business, did that for a while. I thought that was going to be it for me, and then went into the, went broke, doing it all the time, like have tons of money coming in, that went to zero, broke, past zero, filed bankrupt, and just, here's the thing, one time I remember, made tons of money, and lots of money, and I have I need $100 cash or something like that, and I took my credit card, went to the bank trying to get cash advance for my $100, and say, sorry, can't even get $100. I mean, that is a low of the low, but but again, it's not bad when you have hope, right? I go 5 years now, I'll be back. So, from insurance business, and then that's when in 2002 I led into the mortgage business, and then went to the mortgage business, and I thought that was it for me. It was like, man, this is it for me. I was making $500,000, that's the money coming in, run a huge operation. Start up a real estate company, and went into, plan on expansion, plan on going public with the company, all that, and was really good. At that point, we were doing millions of dollars in loans coming in. And I was like, man, this is a life. Got a nice watch, got a nice car, got a nice house, got my parents a house, we bought any other thing, and I go, I will never be poor. This is what my parents are telling me about. This is what America's all about. This is the land of opportunity. And then what happened in 2007, while running the mortgage company, it was still good, and all of a sudden, banks start closing down. You guys remember those? Lenders start closing down. Bank after bank was going out. And I was like, and that's when I was introduced in 2008, LegalShare came to my office, as I talked about earlier, and did a presentation, I bought that, and I'm still trying to save my company. And get this, the money I made from LegalShare, I was dumping back into to save my company. I didn't take any salary, I didn't take anything else, and I was dumping about 10 grand a month into a pretty much like a sinkhole, a black hole, where it's just gone, and I thought if I can save my company, I'll be okay, but that never happened. So, went up here, come back, lost everything, and hit LegalShare at that time, 2008. Now, I want you to put yourself in my position at that time. Of all of a sudden went through and looking for different opportunities you've been through, and then leadership landed on my lap, pretty much. What would you do at that particular time? What do you think my mindset was at that time? I want you to picture that. And I don't know like where you're at, especially if you started brand new. Maybe some of you might say, oh, I just want to make an extra $5 a month. Or some of you, oh, I just want to make an extra $1,000. Some of you are. But I was going to make six-figure income yesterday. Right? I need to replace my income yesterday. And I was like, ready to go. And when you're in that mode, you're in a different world. You are a different. Nothing can say to you at that point. When you're in that mode, it's a different mode you're going to be in. Does that make sense? If you want to, you don't care about the how, you show me that it's a way, then show me there's an opportunity, I will work my butt off because I was, after years, you see that? People say, oh, I came in leadership, a few months ago, I didn't make $100,000 yet. Try 10 years, 20 years of working like your butt off and just fail at different things and come to it. That's the kind of mindset you be in. And when you're in that mindset, man, you are like you build armor around you like you're Iron Man at that point, right? And you have this armor on you. And that you cannot get only just from, oh, okay, one day decide I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it up. You have to be thick-skinned at that point. You have to be like, you have to be put at that point and your mind has to be right. And then when you see the opportunity, you take it at that point. Too many people right now are taking things so for granted. And they say, oh, this is just a part-time thing. It's just okay. Don't get me wrong. It's okay. But if you're going to make millions of dollars, you got to have a different mindset altogether. So get this. So now, because I was to try to expand my business, right? From different states as a mortgage broker, I couldn't because it's so like, man, I got a license here, I got to try to expand to Arizona, I got to get a license here, it's just so hard. But when it came, I saw Legal Shield, I didn't say, after my first month, I didn't do anything for 45 days actually. And then when I get my first check, $50.91, I call up Ms. Elida, who's my executive director, I go, okay, I need to talk to you, and I need you to tell me up front. Can I make $500,000 at least doing leadership? Because if you can't tell me you can make that, I don't want to waste my time. Literally, I told him that. You see him? I asked him, my goal is to make at least $500,000 because that's what I made in the mortgage business, and I want to replace that income. If I cannot make $500,000, I don't want to touch it. So you better tell me right now the comp plan. And I sit down with him as an engineering mind and figure out, show me, and he sit for 2.5 hours, list me, and I feel sorry for him, by the way. I was grilling him. I go, I was throwing everything at him at that point. So, and then after I was satisfied, I said, okay, who in your company right now is making that, right? You got Dave Smola, you got Brian Craig, where are they at? And that's where the diamond thing came in, and that's where I go, that's where I want to go. And so I reverse engineered that back to, and what did you do? What went up? I broke it down from this to this to this to this and to the very basic, because I was just an associate at that point. I was like, I just passed up, they're not fast up, off, I CFT. CFT, right? If you remember that. That's like, I have to sign up two people and then CFT qualify, and that's when I put in my first check. So, and that's when I went to work at that point. So, all that, I want you to understand that. Really, I didn't think about this. I didn't know the how to. I didn't know how to make $100,000. I didn't know it was hard to make $100,000 first year. If I knew that, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I would feel sorry for myself. God, this is impossible. But I didn't know that. My goal is that I'm going to get to $1 million a year and just happen to hit $100,000 my first year. So, and that's where, and then along the way, obviously, there's a business you can learn. In 8 years, I've been learning how to build a business, right? And you go up and down. So, and then what I learned, I go back, and then what I'm gonna talk about tonight is that there's different stages in the business growth curve. And everybody falls into the stages. Hopefully, is the slide up? It's click. So I prepare this. It's not like I got something, this is what I did. This is my experience that I came in and I try to work in business, different things that I do. And I wanna talk to you about the different stages. This is about from stage, I call it from stage 0 to stage 5. And you want to stay in this, one of these five stages, right? So, check that. Enough time here. All right, so, number of stage zero. Okay, I'll start on stage zero. Stage zero is like, you know, you get excited, you sign up the business, you go out and talk to somebody, and all of a sudden, like, oh, don't do that, that doesn't work, and then you get killed, right, instantly. Or maybe even, you know, and you come in, and you start showing up for a meeting, and often you don't show up for a meeting anymore. Obviously, in stage zero, you don't show up for a meeting, right? There's no such thing as a meeting in stage zero. You have no membership, and you drop out of an associate. And you know, after you sign up, you drop out of associate. That's the worst thing you can do in leadership. And even if you have this, if you can have this membership right here, you'll be fine. And you can carry that for you. So never, ever, ever drop your membership. No matter what you do, but never drop your membership. You can always come back in, whatever. So keep your membership. You're going to need an attorney anyway. You need to protect yourself anyway. So, but the stage zero is that, you know, obviously no meeting, the drop, you know. How many people run into people like that, right? Who've been in leadership before, they now don't have no membership, no show up meeting, and they drop out. There's people out there. That's called stage zero. So you don't need that stage. So all of you showing up here, you're not in stage zero, so you're okay. All right. And then you have the inactive stage. And you're going to go through this, trust me. All right? Inactive stage. You have a membership, right? Stage one. You have an associate. Your associate is active in the back office. But you don't, you know, inactive. You don't attend meetings, obviously. So you know, because you're just active. So and sometimes every once in a while, I will see my organization where people will write a membership. Like I haven't seen people in years, and then all of a sudden I see somebody they write a membership. But most of the time they won't do any sales. They don't have any because they are out of the picture. They're barely in the business. And the only thing they're in the business right now is because they have the membership. It's a good friend with you and you try to keep them there and you talk with them every once in a while. Yeah, they get active. So that's the stage one, the inactive stage. Okay? And stage two, they have the membership, they have active associate, and they show up to a meeting regularly. And they do, sometimes they do sale, they do maybe one sale here and there, but it's like every time they show up, all the time. How many people, yeah, we have some of those, right? We have people that in there, so it's okay. It doesn't mean bad, it's just, this is a stage win. This is not bad or good. You know, people, just because people drop off our business doesn't mean they're bad. It's just not for them. Or they just, you know, they just don't want to do it. Whatever reason it is, it's like, if you do a mortgage, for example, and you can't say, oh, because they don't become a loan officer with me, they're a bad person. You can't say that. It's just, maybe it's just not for them at that point. So, stage two, active, have membership. Associates active, and then, you know, they come regularly, and they see, you know, top of people regularly. And then here's stage three. After you come regularly, you get tired of, you know, seeing people on stage, man, you feel it. Every time you come here, you sit there and you see people come up here, start one more in the business, man, they write business, they're PC qualified, they do all stuff, and you're like, man, if they can do it, I can do it, you know. And maybe not that one day, but multiple times. After you see a couple of times, you go, if they can do it, I can do it. And you decide to make a decision that one day, all right. I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna pipe my flag, I'm gonna go PCQ. I'm gonna go for it. Okay? At this stage right here, you have a membership still, you are an associate active, you show up regularly for meeting, now you start selling some membership. And you say you have some recruits, maybe you know between two memberships, you stay on Performance Club qualified. It's stable and consistent, very consistent and stable. Which is good. You're consistent, you're stable. And this is where you start building a business right here. So, you know, you pass out qualify, you come in, you become, maybe you're not, you might even have pass out qualify, but you decide to go on performance and qualify. And this is the first commitment you're going to be making. Okay? Now, in the performance club qualifier, you know why it's so important in the performance qualifier? You're going to be working on this performance club thing, right? And you're going to... And you have a goal to look forward to. What is that goal? The car bonus. The car bonus, right? It's important. There's the trips involved, there's car bonus. And some people say, man, I just want to get a car bonus. And you are like, fixate on that, and all of a sudden, see, when you focus on performance stuff, things start happening because now you have a certain goal, the timeline that you want to do. And the cool part is that when you get on the performance club, and you know you have to go 12 months, and you know if you hit like six, let's say you go in 2, 3, 4, 5 months, and what happens if you miss? You go back down. I want to tell you that, this, remember, this is like a volunteer, this is like a bonus program, okay? You don't have to do performance stuff, but it's a bonus program. If there's like, anytime there's a bonus, you want to fight for it. You want to do it. So, but this will allow you to stay stable and consistent. You know why? Because let's say you go on the first month, you have a good month, first month, and you get performance self qualified. How do you get performance self qualified, by the way? 5 points. 2 points for recruit, and 1 point for membership. So if you recruit one person, if I recruit Deanne, I would get 3 points. 2 for recruits, and 1 for membership. Even if I place her in my organization somewhere, I would still get that, right? And then if I get another recruit, that's 6 points. That means I'm done for the month. I'm done for that month, and 1 point, because I have 6 points, 1 point would carry for next month. So what happened is that, here's an important thing happened. So when you're on that month, your mindset is different now. Oh my God, I'm on my way. You will start thinking differently. All you need to focus on how you're going to get to the next month. No, if you don't have that goal, you what happened? You just kind of float through, come to the meeting, go back out, come to the meeting, go back out. You just floating through the system. But the moment you make a decision, you go on performance club, then you like lock in. You have a goal. It's not for anybody else, it's for yourself. You have a goal, and when you have a goal and you have something, it's human being works so magically when you have a goal to shoot for, you fight for it. You just start looking, okay, who can I? And it's not that because you didn't know. It's just you didn't have a goal to shoot for before, but when you have a goal, you are 1 month, and then you're 2 months. Now you're 2 months in, you start counting down. In your mind, you start counting down now. What are you counting down? I have 10 more months left before I can start collecting this, the car bonus, right? So in a way, now you're like, okay, you start doing uncomfortable things you don't normally do. Like talking to people. Because why? Because now you have a goal to shoot for. And it's amazing when you have a goal to shoot for, you do something uncomfortable, and that's when you start growing. Like talking to people more. Find out how can I get more. Is that true? Those are your performance club. And who's on 3 month performance club right now? 3 months? 4 months? 4 months, right? How do you feel right now?
Great.
You're looking forward. You see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? You see like, oh my God. You counting like maybe even have a check mark like 4 months out of the way. The next 8 months I'm gonna be good. And now you're like, you know, maybe in the beginning your upline sponsor might call you, hey, how you doing at performance club? I'm doing good. But now 4 months in, if you don't do it, your wife will tell you, hey, how's that going, right? Now what happens is that you start taking you take responsibility now for your own personal. Does that make sense? So now, and especially if you go, who's on 5 months? 6 months? 5 months, 6 months? But you're like halfway through, you're like, oh yes, I can. You start seeing you have hope. And when people have hope, you will find a way. And the likely chance that you're dropping out is like, kind of, you know, before, in the beginning, yes, you know, but at 6 months, oh, I don't want to fall off that, you have to start all over again. You see that? How the psychology of you doing it? You don't need to be motivated. Eternally motivation coming in. I can motivate you all day long, but when you left the room, you're done. If that, you sleep, you get excited for a day tomorrow, you're back to where you are before tomorrow. All motivation is gone. But if you have internal motivation, like maybe 6 months before stuff, guess what? You are, the fire still burning. Maybe I went back to Oregon, but your fire still burning. But if you rely on me to light up your fire, I can light up for today. For the time you're done, I can light up, no problem. But then I light up, I go back home, and the light went out. So motivation comes from the inside. Okay? So you go on there, and now what happened? 8-9 months, you're like, oh my God, excited. You start thinking, you start planning out, you're going to get a cash, I'm going to take a BMW, and you start looking for BMW now. Even if you don't like BMW, you start looking for BMW. Yeah, because you're thinking, well, should I leave that $200 on the table, or should I just take the $300 cash? You see, your mind is playing. Nobody has to call you up about, remind you, your upline has to call you up, remind you. I mean, that's the best thing to get people on performance level. Okay? So if you're an upline, you get, and it's hard for you to start it, but when you start it, you go there, and when you have 12 months, you get that cash, your internal motivation go up really big time. So now you become the big boy club now, right? You're like, hey, you know, I'm gonna continue, and people who've been on long time, like, how many months around you on the 100? 101. That's a fire state lit for 101 month at least, right? That's a fire right there, internally, a fire. But the thing is, and I was pushing hard for my organization, you know? But then, you know, after 8 years, I learned something. The BCQ alone could be a danger too. Okay? And I pushed hard on BCQ. But I still push, yeah, I don't get me wrong, it's a push kid. But here's one thing. You're stable. What happened to your comfort? You stay there. And all you think is about qualifying now. You forgot why you're in business sometimes. Because you're worrying about that all the time. You know what the danger is now? You are qualifying mindset. And I see this happening in my organization. And I'm going to be up on it. I see it happening. And people think, now what you're thinking is a danger. Good that you are stable, consistent. Which is great, okay? But if that's all the money you want to make, you're a good gold. Stay right there. But the problem is now, people now thinking, oh, I PCQ qualified this month already. I'm done. I'm going to take vacation for the rest of the month. Danger. Flashing light. Danger. Because now you're in a qualifying mode. You're not thinking growth anymore. You're not thinking growth anymore. So when you don't grow, what happens? You stay in the same place. And when you stay in the same place, you are stagnant, and what happens to stagnant pond? You know what? I don't get out. It's stink, right? Fungus are growing on it. Nothing can live in that pond. So don't have that qualifying mindset. It's danger. I see that happening in my organization. So, okay? So, it is a good place, it is bad. It's not, I'm saying, it's so still one step over. Not being active, so you still should be on that. It's a, I would tell you, it's one of the most important things to be on a performance level. I guarantee you. But that's not enough. Okay? Alright, so you push PCQ, but let me tell you, the good thing about that, if you are running for executive director, for example, and they say, if your goal is to be just on executive director, and you don't, and that's all you want anything else, great. Have about 10 people and performance level qualified, 7 to 10 people performance level qualified every single month, you're done. Executive director, make some good money, you're good, that's all you want, fine. It's okay. And that's the best way, by the way, to be on executive director. Best way to be on executive director by having about 7 to 10 people performance level qualified, you're good. Your performance level is locked in. You know why it's locked in? Imagine those people are now on car performance profile. They do it for themselves. And the likely chance of falling off is what happened. Very slim. Right? So what happened is that, you think about this. Let's say you take a rope, you take a string, and you take that string and you wrap around another string. Right? And the string by itself, you can snap it. Right? You can just pull, if you pull really hard, you can snap that string. But you take another string, you wrap it through another string, now it's a bit harder to break. You wrap it too. You wrap 3, you wrap 4, you wrap 10. How strong is that? How strong is that qualification is for your executive director every single month? Super strong. And like you chance to fall, very hard to fall. If you have people, let's say you have 10 people driving from that BMW, you're done. I mean, for executive director, at least, right? All right. But it's a danger. Is that qualifying mode. You're not going to grow at that point. Because people will fight long enough to get their membership. They fight long enough to get their point, and then they're done. When the moment they get a point, they're done. I'm done. I'm checked out already. And when you're stuck in that mode, it's a danger mode to be in. And then there's a stage four, which is create FAFSA qualification. And this can be a, this is a powerful stage to be in. Super powerful stage to be in. You know what? You can have a membership, obviously, you can have associate, you can have show up for me regularly, you're gonna sell and recruiting 2 to 5 membership. But this is the difference between creating FAFSA qualifier and maintaining, say, the direct, I mean, maintaining PCQ. And you obviously you're gonna get perform self qualified, but you're gonna be done automatically because the moment you start recruiting, you're recruiting for growth now at this point. Yeah, you're recruiting for growth, and sometimes here's a danger also in the qualifying phase, where the PCQ phase, you sign people up just for the points. Oh, I'm gonna recruit that person for the points. And sometimes you're gonna pay for that person to come in. Don't tell me that doesn't happen here in this marketplace. Sometimes you're scared. It happened in my marketplace because you just want to be qualified and now you're bringing people in just to get the points. So that's a danger. But over here, it's a different mindset. When you are fast out qualification, if you ever recruit anybody, the excitement level is, oh my God, it's amazing. You ask anybody which is, what's the missile? The missile, right? You talk with Samantha, you said this glow in her. You know what? I know exactly why she got this glow in her, because she's fast out, she's recruiting left and right. And there's a magic in recruiting, because now you're recruiting, guess what? You're excited, you know, for that recruit, because let's say you sell membership, you're excited for one day, but you recruit excited for a long time. And when you create a fast out qualifying your team, excitement start happening in organization. You look around, anybody's excited, there's a couple of things that happening in them. Either a new recruit or somebody fast on qualified their team, they have just different energy about them. They walk in, you can feel the energy about them. It's like the energy is kind of following in the room. And you feel the excitement in there. If you have no fast on qualification in your area, marketplace, air is stagnant. It's air very, it's very, you walk in, it's like a dead room, dead energy. It's like a pond. But the moment you have fast out qualified, energy level go through the roof. And people walk in that door, and you have fast out qualified, man, they want to know what you have, because I want to have what you have, because why excited? Because it's contagious, you have that. Why is that excitement? Let's talk about the excitement here really fast here. Let's talk about, there's 2 things we're here to do, right? We sell memberships and we recruit. Here's why the excitement happens. Memberships, you sell a membership, it's great. And don't get me wrong, we get paid selling membership, okay? And all day long, you sell membership. When you sell membership, what do? You go out there and you obviously present the service, right? You say, hey, this is how the service works. And you educate the prospects, you educate them, hey, you know, about the you know, about people, how they need a help, how they get counseling, and you educate them about our membership, and then some of you even share stories. And, hey, this is how I use my membership, this is how it helped me get my deposit back, this is how it saved me on, get my traffic ticket removed, or, you know, into a parking violation from speeding ticket. So you can share, and the more story you have, the better you can sell the membership, okay? And so how do you do that? You have to use the membership so you can have stories. You can't, you know, if you don't have stories right now, what do you do? You borrow other people's stories. Borrow my stories, you know? Borrow my letter stories. So sell the stories, sell all this, and then once they get signed up, they ask them to sign you up, right? Like, they came into my office, it's like, I saw, yeah, you got 1 letter per subject, they go, sign me up. I'm like, I'm ready to go, sign me up. And you feel good, because you know, people that sign up membership feel good, right?
Yeah.
Feel really good. And you have 2 memberships, it's feeling better, it's like, oh my God, it's so good. 3 memberships is good. But here's the problem. When you sign membership, it's good. It could be good for maybe that week, or maybe that month, you sell a lot. The next month, you have to go back and sell a membership again. So, in a way, that it's almost short-term excitement, which is great excitement, but it's a short-term excitement. And that's what's going to distinguish the people who fast out qualify for the selling membership is distinguished, because here's what happened. Now, I'll talk about the membership. Okay, everybody should know I'm selling membership. And I love going to organizations sell membership all day long. But I'm telling you, in a business run point of view, you want people to sell membership, but yet you also want them to. It's more exciting when you do what? Recruit. Okay? And recruit has everything but the same thing as the selling membership. But what it does have is that you now have to learn a different skill in recruiting. In selling memberships, you are selling the product. You're educating about the product and all that. But when you recruit, you sell the product, and also there's a skill set you have to learn. You have to learn how to sell dreams now. You have to learn how to sell yourself. You have to learn how to paint a vision for people so they can see. And that's a skill that you have to learn. So it's easy to learn how to sell a membership. I mean, membership sells easy. You can sell membership, it's also easy, but yet it's short-lived. It's not just short-lived. But if you sell a recruit, here's what's going to happen. How do you go out, and how do I go from selling membership to selling recruit? I'm not saying one way or bad the other way, but I'm teaching you how, if you want to recruit more, this is how I'm going to teach you how, there's a couple things that you want to sell. Number one, you have to master selling your dream, your own dream. Okay? And you notice when I came in here, I sell why I did legal shield. I want to expand, I want to make million dollars. I want to say, the bigger the dreams, the more people will attract it to you. Because small dream will move small men, people. Big dream will move big people. The mover, the shaker, the bigger your dream, the better. So you have to learn to convey. If you come in and you feel like, oh, you know, I don't know, I'm just doing this part-time to see what's going to work or not. If I were listening to you talking like that, do you think I want to follow you? Do you think you want to follow yourself? If you are that unsure of yourself, you're going to sell me on that. So, and everybody have a big dream. All of you have big dreams. You just don't sell your big dream. You may be scared of selling a big dream. I'm not scared of selling my big dream. I'm not scared of telling you all that. I'm going to make $1 million, you know, in what I'm doing, legal shield. Wait, I'm going to make $1 million. And I say it with conviction, with passion. And when you say it, you have no doubt I'm going to do it. Whether you know me or not. I walk in here, whether you know me or you met me today, I don't care. But you see me talk. You see me because I put all my energy in. And I to say it, and I believe in it. And some of you might say, and some of you might not have that, you want to go there, say, I don't want to make $1 million, that's fine. If you want to make $5 or whatever dream level you have, sell that and sell it with passion. Share it with person. You sit down, I sit down with my guys, I don't care if you make $100,000, my guy, one of the guys that do more than me, he make $250 a year with me. You know, I go, hey man, let's go in here and make $500 a month. He goes, dude, get out of here, right? And I can't sell him that dream. If you want to, and you have to go stretch his vision out. So that's where a leader comes in. They're going to sell their vision of where they're going to go, and people follow the vision. Not saying for you, they follow the vision where they're going to go. So when you talk with people out there, what are you saying to them? Are you saying, I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to check this thing out? What are you telling that person? I don't want to follow anybody like that. Do you? Probably not. You want to follow somebody who's like, man, this guy is sure himself. This guy's ready to go. He's ready to rock. Whether you know or not, whether you start today or not, but people buy you at that point. They don't know anything about legal shield. They buy you and they say, man, can I follow this guy? Can this guy take me where I want to go? And if they can't believe that, then they're going to reach out to somewhere else. And they're still going to come to our business, but they will. Don't. It's okay when they reach out to somebody else who have bigger. That means they are going to go bigger. So you have to work on yourself more and how you go about selling your dream. So how do you go about selling your dream? What do you want? You have to go out and go back to your why again. What do you really want? What are you passionate about? What do you, why do you want to do this business? Where do you want to go? And how do you convey that person to the person you're trying to recruit? You have to master that. If you want to be a good recruiter, you want to be, you know, a leader, you want to be grow big, you want to make $1 million or $100,000, you have to master that. And there cannot be any questions, any doubt. People looking at you, that's what you're going to go. If you don't have it right now, it's okay. That's why I'm here, to tell you. You know, it worked for me, because I sit down with somebody, before they even know the company, before they even know a thing, they already know where I'm going, and they want to go where I'm going. And leadership is just a vehicle to take us there. That's it. So, sell a dream. Sell your own dream. That's the best way to sell your own dream. The other one you also sell is that now, that's your own personal dream, but you also have a cost that you have to follow. And where it came in is that where the cost of legal shield leveled the playing field. People will follow a cost. You might not be good at selling a dream, but you have to be good at the cost. And some people are willing to go all the way for that cost. Yeah, for a lady, for a mother, who, you guys heard of an organization called MAD, right? Mother Against Drunk Driver. You know what? The lady have a cost. And now, let's say across the country, huge organization, and it caused that she lost her child in a car accident. And her goal was, I'm going to educate people. I'm gonna do what it takes to prevent this from happening up again. And it became so hard that people can relate to that. And go, man, I want to help you take that car. I want to do that. So all of a sudden, MAD, Mother Against Drunk Driving, grow and grow into a huge organization not known today. Because why? People follow cops. What is the cost for your leadership? For me, you know, when I remember I talked about a story about the letter, I have an attorney write a letter for me, and I thought that was the most ridiculous thing for me to have to pay for $2,690.90. And I cursed them, I hated attorney at that point, but at that moment, I didn't know it, but it planted a seed in me that when I saw legal shield, and I go, man, that's an injustice that many people cannot afford to protect their family, to have access to legal rights based on that cost. And legal should came in and go, you know what? You don't have to have that. You can just fight a cost with us by $20 a month. You can now level the playing field. You cannot let people without, if you don't have money, you cannot let people bully you around. So, in that sense, then, I'm going to fight for the regular people. I'm going to fight for the average American who doesn't have $2,600 in their bank account to fight for their own right. And I'm going to go out and say, that's what I'm going to do. That's a crusade, right? And that was a crusade. I'll do that because I'm fighting for a bigger cause than me. Yes, I have my own dream, but I also have a bigger cause I'm going through. And that cause, no matter what people say to you, you still, at the end of the day, it's still just. It's still right. It's still powerful. And you cannot put any dirt on that. So, get passionate about it. The cause is bigger than you. It's about equal justice for all. Nobody left behind. Is that a good cause?
Yes.
That is something that I can stand behind. If you want to come with me, come with me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fight for my family, and I'm going to do some good stuff along the way. If you want to come, come with me. Now, if you were sitting right there next, close to me, you would see a good thing. Most likely, you're going to get that guy into the business. You're going to get that guy, and they're going to buy into your vision. That's powerful. And you can stand behind that. And that's why you think, Mr. Sosai went through what he went through. From, you know, no money to pay a lawyer, mortgages, his furniture to pay for the... Why is he stuck around that law? Anybody would have given up a long time ago. Why? Because he has, it was an injustice happened to him that he got sued for something that he didn't cause. And that just injustice fueled the fire in legal shield became what it is today. And that you have to have that fight in you. Okay? Can't just be about money. You know, it's great. In the beginning, yes, it could be about money. It can't just be about that, though. It has to be something bigger than money. Money is great. Don't get me wrong. Money is right out there. Okay? But it can't just be just that. Because once you make that money, you're going to be gone. There's nothing to fight for after you make, let's say, I'm going to make $2,000 a month. After you make $2,000 a month, there's no drive anymore. Right? Because that's all you want. Not being too hard, right? Okay? I mean, I'm looking at you guys are quiet. I mean, I'm like, okay. But that's what it is. You want to do some serious damage making some sense income, you've got to really get into gear, right? So you got to learn how to share your dream, sell your dream to the new people that are coming in and to the old existing associates. You always have to sell dream all the time, right? Dream, as a leader, you have to keep constant vision on people's head. People forget. One day they sign, they're all excited, and they go talk with their friend, they say no, they come back to you, they go, oh, I don't want to sign up. Now, it's your dream, is you good? So people, here's a sad part. Some people left that, kill the dream. It's like, oh my God, he didn't sign up, oh, and then all the energies are going down. How do you keep your fire going here? So that's up to, that's you. That's you. I can't teach you that. But that's how bad you want it for yourself and for your family. So that's you. And then, people sign up and they feel good. And here's the cool part. Potential explosion. The recruit that came in, now is not just a one day like sale. Sales is great, right? But when you have a recruit, when you have a potential superstar on your team, let's say you have a Jennifer, what's Jennifer love, right? Let's say you have a Jennifer on your team. Oh my God, you guys brought her in, right? Imagine how they feel right now. You have a person that just went, always hit exec, they're going to hit exec pretty soon here, is it a director? Would you trade, I'll give you 100 sales right now, but would you take that? I'll 200 sales. You see what I mean? Sales is great. Pay your bill is good. You want to have that, but you also want to have potential recruit in your future. And that's where, that's where potential explosion, when you have that, it's like, you never know what they're going to go to. You never know who's going to bring in. She could be bringing in the number one money earning legal show right now. You don't know, because of the caliber she is and who she knows. And that's what's so exciting about recruiting. When you have a recruit, you're like, oh my God, this is my next superstar. You're like, oh, excited, you're excited. She's excited, you're excited. If you're around, you're all excited. Next thing you know, you got an excited room going on. Imagine you have people all around and gets a recruit and they're all excited. It's contagious. Next thing you know, this room erupt. Like, people walk in and go, oh my God, whatever it is, I want some of whatever they have right now. And that's exactly what happened through recruiting. It happened with recruiting. And what happened in when you start recruiting, what happened? You have excitement, you have growth mindset, you're creating faster qualifier, and then you have great advancement and new recruits. That's exciting. And I personally been there, I know how it is, our first year. So I kind of put this map right here for you, and this is when the momentum starts building up at this point. You have momentum building up, because why? The only way you can start momentum building up is that to create faster qualifiers. I don't know any other ways to do it. Besides, recruit, faster qualify. Recruit, faster qualify, get people who move up the rank. That's the only way to create momentum. I can go out and sell 100 memberships right now, 200 memberships, 300 memberships, I would never have momentum. It's great, I would make tons of money, but I would never have momentum. Okay? And I personally went through this, and because of this, creating fast-out qualify here and create growth right here. And our team name is Destiny Empire. So, in 2008, myself right here, and we start getting people fast-out qualify. We go out there, share the dream just like what I did. I share the dream, I share the crusade with them, and they come in, they buy into it, and we lock arms together. And we start by September 2008, we have 7 directors in our organization working. 7 directors. 2008, when I first started. I want to tell you the power of explosions. When you have an explosion, we have the momentum carrying you. It's you walk in, you're like in a whirlwind, and you can't really pinpoint it, but you feel the energy. Okay. So 7 months later, we have like 7 directors. In October, we have 12 directors. You can feel the momentum start building at this point. And when you have momentum, our business is all about momentum. Okay? When you have momentum, you can do anything. You cannot do wrong when you have momentum. You forget about all your problems that you have. You don't even think about it because you're so excited, and the excitement overpowers the the problem, and the problem never come up. If you have your business growing, you will never experience problem. The only time we experience problem is that when we don't grow, and then all we think about is problem, and the problem pop up. But if you have a problem right now, go out and recruit two or three people, you forget about the problem. So now your energy is focused on the future. So instead of focusing on the problem, you focus on the solution. 12 people by October, 15 by November, all directors. In December, we have 21 directors. In January, we have 27. Start building. Imagine, like, right here. People walking this right here. Can you imagine all these witches get promoted in a very short period of time? They're excited. You know, it's just like having another Jennifer all over the place right here, right? All of them come into one room. Can you imagine? That is just like, whoa, this is too much, right? There's too much energy in this room. In July 2009, we had 46 directors. In August, 72. In September 2009, we have 93 directors that we created. In November, we have 130. And in 150. And in 2000, we have 214 we created. And September, 251. And all this right here, we created like 30, 40 technical directors along the way. All because I'm good or something like that. No, it's because the momentum and the people, and we creating, all we focus on for creating fast out qualifier, move people at the rank, fast out qualifier, move people at the rank. And some of them don't even know how the comp plan works. But you know what? It's excitement, it's moving, it's going. You can always go back and learn all that stuff. So don't get crazy about, oh, I gotta know everything, and this and that. No, you don't. You don't have to know everything. You just have to be in that zone. And I tell Tamisha this, Tamisha, I tell them, stay in that zone. Stay in, you know, once you get FAFSA qualified, you get yourself performance qualified, and then you stay and you keep creating FAFSA qualified. Keep creating it. Go back. And you have to, like, know by heart what it takes to FAFSA qualified. You can spit it right out. Three recruits or three in one, seven. Three in one, seven. Whatever you do, I'd rather have three in one or three recruits if I can have my way. I would say three recruits to go fast and qualify. But you tell what, even that explosion, guess what? It's still powerful. When you have explosion like that, you know what happened? Explosion is great, but it's unstable and it's inconsistent. What do we know now that is consistent and stable? PCQ. I went from have explosion, know nothing about performance or qualifier. Don't know anything about performance or qualifier. Always like create fast out qualifier. That's all we do. And we want triple, like everybody qualified performance or without even thinking about performance or qualifier. A year in, I didn't even know what a performance or qualifier is. A year in. Because we were recruiting so much that it happened automatically. And then explosion happened, but you know, you can't explode all the time, right? Explode, and then the momentum carry us a few years in, get the 100,000 ring, but then it's, like I said, explosion is unstable and it's inconsistent. What then, after we saw that, I go, and then we shift gear, forget, oh my God, and I realize, oh, wow, it's unstable. How can I stabilize it? Then I introduce it. And then I start going to the team. Okay, everybody get on performance club. I should have done that from the beginning, but obviously I didn't know any better. So then we move into from fast qualifying phase into performance qualifying phase. And that's why I told you it's dangerous. And then people just want to qualify at that point. And I create a qualifying environment, which is like performance are qualified, but yet it's like stability, which can kill you all the time. So that leads us to from stage four to stage five. If you want to be in building this solid, you want to go, you want to have combined the two, PCQ, and create FAFSA qualified from the very beginning. Learn from my mistake. Learn from what I went through. You can have explosion, and then you have to stabilize explosion. You keep having explosion and stabilize explosion. And the only way you have explosion is to fast qualify. The only way to stabilize it is a PCQ. You have to perform self qualify. Those are only two ways that in my 8 years of business, I learned that you got to have the two. You can't have just one. You can have just PCQ, or you cannot just have fast qualify. even though both of them will make you tons of money, but you want to have growth, consistent growth along the way. So what you have now then is, what you have now then is that people showing up regularly and you're selling, you know, not just the performance of qualified, you're selling and recruiting just so you can fast out qualify other people, and the growth is growing, and you have also growth and qualifying mindset at the same time. That is powerful. Never forget that, okay? And you can have rank advancement and come rank advancement, excitement is all time high, and then you can have a great momentum, and then you have explosion with consistency. And that's where all that learning, and I want to put that in your head that, you know, this is what I learned in this business. You have explosion, and I've experienced explosion. And we have performance qualified, and we experience that. We make a huge deal. I even make shirt for them when they're 12 months in business. I put like a shirt with them, and it's just like a special fit with their name on it and everything. They are all excited about that. And now it's you've got to really now hone down and start your branding right now. I'm jealous of you who stopped branding right in the, you know, recently. You can now really know and work business. Yeah, it might take you some time, but you gotta really stick to the plan, and this is what your game plan is gonna be, and go back to the basics. You don't have to know everything. You just focus on how do I get this guy faster qualified, and how do I teach him to help other people faster qualified, and how do I teach him to DCQ. The rest will come. The marketplace is gonna show you how to recruit. The marketplace is gonna show you how to do flipbooks, presentation. The marketplace is gonna teach you how to do group. It's gonna teach you all that, but you, as a business owner, this is what you wanna focus on. And the marketplace will take care of all the system. It's going to take care of all everything else for you. But you, as a business owner, as CEO of the company, you have to stay in that right there. Because your team needs you to do that. Okay? So sign up, get fast out qualified, stay on PCQ, and create PCQs and FSQ. That's if all you need to know. And that's all you need to know about this business, pretty much. But let me get me close out here with this, okay? I tell you what, you know, it's scary, this business. It's really scary. If you're unsure of yourself, these are new to you, and you get scared. I'm scared all the time. I'm scared. I'm telling you, I'm scared all the time. You know, I'm scared to talk to people. I wonder what they're going to say to me. I wonder, when I pick up the phone, I want to say what they're going to say to me. I'm scared. And I tell you what, when I make my six-figure ring, I go back and talk with some of the ring earners. They're scared too. They're scared too. I don't care what they say, but they know deep down they're scared. I worry, man. You know, when I hit 100 people in my organization back in the days, and I hit the director, I worry. Like, oh my God, is this it? I almost quit the business. I got scared. Imagine you hit 200 people in your organization and you hit director, you just ready for it. I got scared. I almost quit because why? I don't know any, my list is gone. I have nobody on my list anymore. I don't know anybody else anymore. I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, I'm scared. I'm waiting for people to come in. How many people feel like that, right? Like me. I'm scared. But then, you know, I keep doing it. I keep doing it. And then my team start doing what I do. And then from 100 become 200 people. I go, oh my God, now we have 200 people in the organization. There's no way. That's it. That's like, there's no way they're going to grow anymore than that. Because I don't know if it's just my leaders. They ran out of their list. But somehow, from 200 become 400. From 400 become 800. And a year later become 2,000. I go, oh my God, this is, it's over now. And I was scared. Right? You know, and even then, at that point, even I'm scared of, you know, even the talk with people still. But see, the thing is, the most powerful people, they're scared just like you and me. But they have the ability to, despite of being scared, they do it anyway. That's separate from the people, the wins. From people that doesn't have to win yet, they're both scared. Go out, you know, it's not natural to go out and just say, hey, you look for an opportunity. Hey, you want to, it's not natural to do something like that, right? We're scared, but in spite of being scared, you talk to them anyway. That will suffer, and then the one that's not success yet, they're going to say, you know what, I'll talk to them tomorrow. Oh, maybe the next time I'll talk with them. The next time I'll go back and give a card or something like that. And that, if you do that, you have to change that. You know what? Go be uncomfortable. I ask you to be uncomfortable and be that. Because if you feel scared, the person can be, you know, they also scared too. Here's the thing. And I always criticize myself, you know. And I'll go sit down and talk with somebody. And, you know, I know all this stuff. I talk with them. And explain the membership, explain my dream, and all of a sudden, and that guy said, hey, you ready to get started or something like that? Nope. And I started thinking, and at that point, as much success as I have, as much as I have the ring, I have the whatever, hit the platinum level and all that, and I start doubting myself. And I got scared. Did I say that? Did I mention about this, or did I mention about how good the service is? Did I mention how I use this for my... And I start doubting myself. And I was like, what the heck is going on? I was like on fire. I was doing all this stuff. And then this guy, don't know anything about Legal Shield, don't know anything about service, said no. And I let that no kill me, and I'm doubting myself. And I start picking, like, did I say this in the presentation? I did. Okay, I did that. I did that. We still have the company. The company, okay, the home office still have 700 people working. Okay, company's still there because that was 2 hours ago. Let's get out, right? The law firm is still there and they're still doing what they do. Okay, the app is still here. Everything's still here. People still close the business. People still signing up. And then we have to realize that guy just don't get it. He just don't get it. I don't care what he say. And I tell you what, there were people like they'll never get it. No matter what you say, no matter what you show them, they just gonna say no to you. And it's okay. It's okay to say no to you, and you just cannot let that ruin your day. Okay? You cannot let it ruin your day. And you just say, maybe one day I'll come back. Just be okay, smile, and go out there. And that's what I have to say. I tell you that, you know, you're going to worry, you're going to be scared. Everybody will be scared. And I wish, and after I do the training with you right here, I'm going to get on a plane. In a plane, I know I'm going to be scared. I'm going to go, man, I'm going to get to this level. I'm going to have to get that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be scared. And this is going to work for me. And I'm going to start doubting myself. And then I have to pull myself back. And I have to be positive for a certain amount of time, so I can do what I need to do. I can be positive where I need to be, what I need to talk about. I can put my game face on, I'm going to be positive, I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to know how good it is, I'm going to give it my all, and I can leave it at that. And I can say, did I do anything I can't do? Yes. Leave everything on the table? Yes. Then you should be okay with that. And you don't have to worry about people saying no to you. It's not you they say no to. It's you. So you have to be past that point. Too many people die off of the business from that point because they're not used to that. When they say no, they think, oh my God, they don't like me. They don't, you know, they start doubting themselves. I tell you what, you have to get past that, okay? And then your business will grow. As long as you keep the fire burning inside you, as long as you keep doing what you need to do, and then stay true, and as long as you believe in yourself, and you will be okay. And there will be tough times ahead. There will be time you're going to invest in people. You're going to do everything, and they're going to leave you. It's okay. You're going to do great things for people, and they're going to say bad stuff about you. It's okay. As long as you mean well, you do good, and you're going to go through that, and there's people going to be thank you for the future. Hey, thank you so much for introducing the opportunity to me. Changed my life. And you have some of that. You're going to have all that along the way. So the good and the bad come together. But you have to be able to know that what you do is right, what you do is just, and you do it for a good cause. And that will make you should go sleep at night, you are fine. You'll be okay. So with that, that's all I have for you guys. Thank you so much for having me. And appreciate all of you. I'll be back again.
You know, I've been here months in performance clubs. Get into the business, and I've come to a lot of Super Saturdays in that time, and it's so interesting to me that every single time, even now here, 8.5 years later, I've got pages of notes, and I feel like I came away today with a few things that I'm going to get to walk away, and it's going to make me a better person, a better man, a better husband, a better Legal Shield associate. So please give them one more round of applause. Thank you. I wanted to give this to Mr. Camp Billabong. We've included a little token of our appreciation in here, maybe a little tool that you can help use to buy your wife who sacrificed your time, that you can get her an amazing Mother's Day gift, and we want to contribute in some way and just help her thank you for your time as well as yourself. So thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. A few of the notes that I hope that you're talking right into the mic, right? Okay. A few of the notes that I got from KO, Mr. Kent Billabong. You know you've been in the business long enough when you can start saying his name right. Right? You're an executive director when you can start spelling it right. I mean, get that in your notes. All right. The first time I saw his presentation at the convention, I remember I hadn't got my six-figure ring yet. I was running. I was trying to figure this thing out. And I remember hearing his story, not the story we heard today. Every time you hear a speaker, it's a different angle. But I remember just thinking, you know what? The how-to really does not matter. You know, I remember seeing a deaf organization that walked for executive director, and I was like, who taught them how to hit executive director? Nobody. We didn't have a system for there, but they had a passion and they had a vision. And then Mr. Kent Billabong came in with his different experiences. And I just realized that the how-to, you've got to figure it out, but it's where you're going, how passionate you are about going there, that is so much more important. I hope you've got some sort of fire, you know, burning in you. Big dreams attract big people. That was an aha moment for me, because I was thinking, man. In fact, I remember speaking to an associate, this was a few years back, and Mr. Kent Billabong's stories, when you learn how to share stories, your business will explode. And I remember they shared a story, said, well, I don't want to, you know, be unrealistic. I mean, it's not like you're going to go explode this thing in your first year. And I just remember thinking, and the person actually said, I have an accent, so that's why it's harder for me. I had just saw Mr. Kent Billabong 8 years ago, and I remember thinking, I don't know if I understood every other word he said, but I was excited, and I wanted to go build a million-dollar business. And you use whatever reason why to propel you or hold you back. And selling the crusade and the dream, I remember reading the book Coach, and I think we read that book at the same time, I swear, because I remember hearing it talking about we sell the crusade, we sell the dream. And then the last note that I got, that I was just like, that is so important to realize. The way you show up to an event probably matters more than just about anything. Because we sell us, right? We learned that from Mr. Spurlock last month. We sell yourself first. And I think we've experienced that sometime. The presentation hasn't even started. I know this application's getting done. And when you come with that kind of mentality, you know that can happen.
Mr. Burke, can I say one more thing?
Please.
You know, I talked about this, the stages from stage 0 to 1 to 5. Here's the cool part. You can be from stage 0 and go to stage 5 in a month time. At any time, you can go from any stage. Let's say you're inactive, you can go back and activate yourself and go and recruit and get, you know, somebody fast out qualified and perform some qualified. Within a month, you change the whole direction of your business and be in the stage 5. So that's the cool part about it, is that, yes, identify where you at in that stage, and then know where you at, and then work on where you need to go. And that's it, and you can change the direction in 1 month. Guaranteed. So that's all I want to say. So don't worry that, oh my God, I'm here. Let's say somebody dropped out. Is it possible somebody drop out today, come back in here, get the membership reactivated? They might be start ground zero. They can go out and recruit somebody, fast on qualifying that, and perform on qualifying that month. Now they're in stage 5. Right?
Absolutely.
So it's crazy to think about. So anytime, change the direction of your business at any time.
Once again, give up.
Thank
you. If you somebody snag my wife and have her come, I'm going to embarrass her just for a minute. She's out there getting the table ready. She's like, what's going on? All right. What are you doing? All right, babe, you can just stay right there. I just needed you right here in the room just for a moment. I can say genuinely this business changed my life in so many different ways. But I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my words. I feel like there's so many things that happened in my life that built me to, you know, the man I was when I joined Legal Shield. I feel like Legal Shield kind of started to help me with that personal development to a point where I had a friend, Kate, who I knew for years, and eventually she saw an opportunity to come and work with me. And I feel like Legal Shield maybe helped me get to a point where I was, you know, a man ready to receive a woman like this into my life. And, you know, I really owe so much to this business, but I just want to express to all of you how grateful I am for this business, for helping me get to a point where I had an opportunity to spend some time with an amazing executive director, mother of our children. For those mothers, I just want to say thank you. I love you. My story in Legal Shield, a lot of people know, you know, I got started, you hear the testimonial up here, we made $68,000 that first year, and it sounds like a great story, but you don't realize the tension and the fear and the doubt and the times I wanted to quit those first 3 months, making $300 my first month, I was excited, made $300 my second month, I wanted to quit, I was like, I worked so hard, made $300, third month I made $300, I was like, I am done. Now, I had a full-time job, I had a lot of things going on. But I attended a Super Saturday like this, or it was an event with a speaker, guest speaker like this, and I remember just feeling, wow, I can do it. That guy struggled with the same fears and doubts I'm struggling with right now. I almost didn't show up that day. If it wasn't for my sponsor calling me, I probably wouldn't have come that day. I hadn't missed an event in 3 months, by the way. If I would have missed that one, I have to say, I really don't think I'd be standing here. So something made that my sponsor called me. I showed up. And, you know, next month, because I made that shift from one of the phases, I was making more doing this part-time than my full-time job was. On my fourth month, went from quitting, mind shift, more than my full-time job, doing this part-time. 6 months, it just didn't make sense. My job was getting in the way. I was making more money doing this for 3 or 4 months in a row, quit my full-time job, and then we got going, and thank God we had convention the month I quit. George knows how lucky that was. The stars aligned. I quit my job. We know all people who quit their job a little too soon. Maybe Legal Shield. But I quit my job and I happened to go to the convention that gave me all the seeds and the knowledge and the passion necessary in order for me to take my business to that next level. And I went to that convention and things exploded. But let me take you to the months before I went to convention. I couldn't afford to go. I was very irresponsible with my money. I was making double the money, and I was broker than I ever was before because now I got money, so now I'm going to buy these 10 people dinner. It's on me, and I got it. Remember my first $10,000 a month, I spent $12,000. You got to learn some financial things on the way, too. But I couldn't afford to go. Then I was like, hey, they're going to go to convention. I know, I'm not going to fly to Oklahoma. That's too far. I'm not going to drive. That's like a 20-hour drive. Can't make it. Came to one of these events. And they said, if you can't afford to go, you can't afford not to go. I started hearing these stories of people past 6 figures a year, and I thought, okay, I need to be there. And I had maybe 20 or so people on my team, and I told all 20 people to go. You guys got to come with me. I just decided I'm going to step up and go. I'm going on faith. I don't know why I'm sacrificing all this time and money. And I can think of so many of those people. They had jobs they couldn't get time off. They had children they couldn't find babysitting for. They didn't have the money. They didn't have... And I found all 20, 30 of these people told me how they could not go. I went 0 for 30 telling people they should go. But I kind of just told them they should go. That was about it. 1 month later, I came to another Super Saturday event, and something God put inside of me where I realized I just told these people they should go. I didn't really talk to them about why, the dream, the crusade. Like, why we're doing this. And we can't expect not to make some sacrifices and make some tough decisions along the way if we're going to make a breakthrough. Our best thinking got us to where we are today. We can't afford not to be there. Our best thinking got us here. We need something, and these people that are trust are telling me I need to be there. And is there anything I can do to help you join me? And I went with a different passion, and I got 5 of them to change their mind. a few of those actually joined that month, so they were new, fresh, right? They're ready to go. They didn't have the doubts yet. They're in the TMISA phase, you know, 2 weeks in, no, nothing goes wrong in your business. but I got those people to come to convention with me. A few of them had actually joined from the Super Saturday that month before convention, and then they made the jump to go. And I had 30 people 6 months in my team. The very next month, we doubled after convention. We had about 60 associates. The month after that, we doubled. We had about 120 associates 8 months in. The month after that, we doubled. We went to 240 associates. By the end of that 6 months between that convention and the next one coming up, the one where I got many of my team to that second convention, and KO gave his six-figure ring speech. But I had momentum. I had a lot of people see that speech. And I can tell you guys, I'm not saying that just because he's our guest speaker today. He was the talk, you know, he was one of those things. And there's a few stories you always come home with. And you're going to hear some incredible stories. We know some that have lined up. This new gentleman out in Florida, I hope they put him on stage. What an incredible story. They're just all over the nation. But things started happening. And 6 months later, we had 600 new associates in the organization. I didn't recruit 600 people, by the way. It was a few getting a few, and then we started to have that momentum, you know, happen. But it's a good thing for you to be at convention. It's a great thing. But if I would have gone alone, I can tell you that six-month run with all the momentum I had, I wouldn't have the story of those five people who actually made the sacrifice to come with me. And we have one more opportunity before convention to springboard in to really a life, a brand new life for you. One more. That's one more Super Saturday. So please, for first off in your notes, mark down the date, June 18th. Me and my wife were talking about who should we bring in for June 18th. This is the last convention. I mean, Super Saturday we have before convention, and we're hoping that we can put our associates in the best place to win. And we've had great associates come into town, this time we met this amazing woman. She's an author, and she wrote a book. I'm not going to disclose the book yet. Some of you already probably know where I'm going with this, but she was just an incredible associate. Where's the? She's an incredible public speaker, and she's a powerhouse woman. I remember reading a little bit about one of her forwards from some of her book that she wrote, and she spoke about how she talked to a mentor of hers, hey, I want to do what you do. I want to go inspire people. I mean, there's something about me that's just, you know, I want to be that light for people. And he said, go make $5 million doing something, and then start telling people how you did it. That's an interesting piece of advice. Rather than just giving advice before you've done something, go do something. And then use that as your springboard. She went and did it. She went and did it, and she's been telling her story. I want to share this little piece from her website. It's a little video. Who am I? Some of you might have heard this poem or this idea or whatever you want to call it. But try to figure out who they're speaking about here. Can we get the volume? have author, writer of Success Habits That Work, Ms. Darcy Hoffman. I mean, it's going to be incredible. By the way, did I mention that she's also a $500,000 ringer in her inside Legal Shield with her and her husband? They've created a massive organization. They've helped people grow all over the country. They have business in just about every major city throughout the United States and Canada inside of Legal Shield. And we were at the, has anybody went to the Dallas event here in the last year? You know, sometimes there's just a few standout speakers. Does anybody agree with me that this is one of those moments where Shields, you're just like, wow. And, you know, it was my wife's mission that whole weekend. She's like, we've got to get that in front of Utah. If we get that energy, that leadership, that coaching in front of our team before convention, we'll be golden. And that's why we reached out to Ms. Darcy Hoffman. All right? Okay. So, this is what we're going to do. I love Mr. Kent Philbong's story so much. And I appreciate him being willing to open up and share some of the hard times of his past. Because I think that just shows how humble and willing he is just to serve. He's going to let you have know everything you possibly can to have the success you need. And I heard a phrase, and if you think about it, and for me, you know, even when I just think about the idea, in life you have all these setbacks. You know, you think you're getting somewhere, and it sets you back, and you think you're having the success, and you have this failure, or you lose this person that you love in your life, or, you know, somebody passes away. You see what I'm saying? You have these things that happen in your life. And many people choose to use those things as reasons why they quit something. But then Jeff Bell comes to the table and he talks about this tension. And winners use tension. They use it to spring them forward. If you look, think about bow and arrow. You have to apply this massive tension to fire this arrow. And you get to choose where you're going to point it. And the setbacks that you have in your life is that tension. And now we get to choose where to fire. And I would suggest you start working on the things that Mr. Kent Philbong shared. We are going to do our ticket deal. We know that you can come here and get a $20 ticket out the door if we have seats left. But if you're here today, you can get two tickets for the price of $30. And Mr. Race has done a great thing for us. He's connected us with a wonderful printer who's got us a lot more flyers. And so what we want to do today, and the ladies are frantically trying to get ready for this request right now, anybody who buys that set of two tickets, we're going to send you home with 20 flyers from Ms. Darcy Hoffman with an invite that you can give to a guest on the back. We want you to hand these things out like candy. Go ahead and buy two sets. You'll get 40 of these you can take home. I would suggest get as many as you can. Don't plan on just coming alone. If you plan on coming alone, the problem is you don't invite anybody to be here. If you buy many tickets and they're sitting in your wallet, what happens is every time you open that wallet, you know you got to build for something and you need people sitting next to you. Take our word for it, guys. You want to have as many people as you can in front of $500,000 ringer, Ms. Darcy Hoffman. Get your tickets. Thanks so much, guys. God bless. If you guys want to come and have fun, we're going to grab some food. We're going to go over to Red Robin, hang out. If you guys want to, come and break bread with us. I'm